It is blessed to give. It is blessed to give. Now, all of us would like to receive. All of us would love to receive. But it is really more blessed to give than to receive. I feel I would thoroughly enjoy paying $100 million in taxes every year. I'd love to pay $100 million in taxes every year, because that would mean that I have sufficient income to come in to be taxed for that $100 million. And then I would have all the rest of that money to enjoy however I wish. It would be tax-free, in other words. Have you ever thought of that? All the income that you have that you do not have to pay taxes on is tax-free. And you have a lot of tax-free income. Well, now, every time you give a gift, that's a tax-free object, too. Because you are not taxed on what the other person has in receiving it. You may be taxed on the time that you earned it, on the time that you received it yourself. But wouldn't it be wonderful to have so much money that you're taxed so much? I'm sure that Bill Gates' taxes are utterly amazing. And Warren Buffett, his taxes would be utterly amazing. Now, do you think that they love to give? Well, Warren Buffett is sort of a lazy fellow. He has all this money, all this absolute money, all this abundance. And he doesn't give it to his children too much. He gives a portion to them, I'm sure. He doesn't give it to individuals. He doesn't give it to companies. He gives it to Bill Gates, who is the richest man in the world. And he lets Bill Gates distribute it through his philanthropic organization. But Bill Gates got to the point where he was running his Microsoft company and doing so successfully at it that his wife was running the philanthropic organization that they had and doing it so successfully and doing it so happily. Bill says, hey, I'm going to join you. So he quit his top position as the top company in the world of Microsoft and started on his philanthropic organization with his wife. The two of them are just having the time of their life figuring out where they'd like to give it, because what things they would like to encourage in the world. Now, you can be sure that it's what they want to encourage that they're giving to. They're not giving to something they don't want to encourage. They're only giving to those health benefits that they want to encourage. They give to those organizations that are thinking of new ideas and new creations. And they're thinking of all these things. And they have men and women working with them, probably quite a large staff, who are looking into the possibilities of these things. The crazier, the better. And then they buy into them, and they invest in them, and they help them to become fantastic and successful in every way. Oh, it's more blessed for Bill Gates and Melinda to give all their money than it is to receive it. Because when they were receiving it, they were working hard, they were doing their job, they loved their work, they loved Microsoft, but there was something missing. What was missing was the second avenue of the money that they received. They had to give it. They had to give it out to be fully complete as a human being. Now, as I said, Warren Buffett, he gave it to Bill to distribute because he didn't want to get in the business of distributing money. He didn't want to give into the business of philanthropy more than he already was with several philanthropies that he had. He wanted the majority of it to be handled by someone who's really giving it full time and wanting the best for all, the best for everybody in the whole world. Oh, my. You can be sure Bill and Melinda Gates are very blessed by their giving, more than by their receiving. They received, and they didn't know what to do with it. It just built and grew and grew and grew and grew and grew. But now they're spending it on what they feel is going to benefit themselves and all of mankind and all of humanity and all the world. They're investing in hospitals, they're investing in healthcare, they're investing in education, they're the number is limitless of the things they're investing in, and truly, for them, it is more blessed to give than to receive. They did the receiving. Now, we'd all like to do that. They did the receiving, but now they're taking the second step and giving it. Giving it without saying, it's my money, it's our money. It's the money from the philanthropy. It's money from the organization. Because if they say, it's my money, I'm giving you my money, then they're really not giving it, because they're holding on to every activity that money can be engaged in. They're holding on to every activity that money is involved in, and they're not giving it because they're still in it. My aunt gave my mother a lovely coat one time. She was very wealthy. She had a big corporation in Milwaukee, and she was doing just fine. She had a problem with her health. She was fed intravenously. But the thing is, she had a lot of money, and just she, her husband, and her son were benefiting from all this. So what did she do? In her will, she gave most of her money to the Christian Scientists organization. And she gave her husband some, and she gave her son some, but not the majority. She felt that they didn't really know how to use it. She knew how to use it because she was the boss. It was her corporation. And so my mother was one of her sister-in-laws, and my mother was very happy with her, and we always visited and enjoyed her. But she came to give a gift to my mother one day, and she said, here, Ella, take this. I've had this in my closet, and I haven't worn it for a long time, and I know you might enjoy it. So she brought it out, and here it was, a beautiful fur coat, a gorgeous fur coat. And when they picked it up out of the box, all the fur fell off the coat because it had been in there so long, and it had, I guess you'd say, rotted. It had no longer decided to hold the fur onto the coat. Now, she was surprised. Oh, my goodness, you know. But she didn't give my mother another fur coat. She just felt she gave that one, and it wasn't appreciated because it was no longer useful. You see, when we give something that is our personal thing and we expect a personal response from it, we oftentimes get like that. And Myra, her gift to my mother was such a surprise. Such a surprise. But it was given out of love. It was given out of giving something she no longer wanted, no longer cared for, and had kept in her closet for many, many years. And it sort of fell all apart. What we want to do is to give. While we're able to enjoy giving, we want to give little, give the widow's mite. Give whatever we wish to give, but give it with love and with happiness and with harmony. Give it with peace of mind. Give it with joy in your heart. And don't give something that belongs to you. Put it into an organization like a philanthropy that you have, and everyone can make one if they want, and give it out of that philanthropy so that it's the philanthropy that's giving the gift, not you. Because if you are giving the gift, then it's like Aunt Myra's fur coat. When she gave it, she was so sorry that it fell all apart. Now, if she had given it to some philanthropy and they had given it, they would have checked it out first to find out whether what condition it was in and how well it was maintained and so forth, and that if it was going to fall apart, it'd fall apart before they gave it away. Giving is an art. Giving is truly an art to be blessed, an art to be upheld in all the joyous ways that we can do it. Give with all your heart. People complain about me. They say, Herb, you're always giving everything away. You're always giving everything away that you have. You have courses and you're giving scholarships to people who really should be paying for it themselves, but you're seeking to help them, to guide them. And most of them who you give it to, they don't do anything with it anyhow. But why do you do that, Herb? Why do you keep doing that when this is the way it is and that's the way things happen? Well, I don't see a scholarship as something that somebody deserves or somebody should have. I see a scholarship of an act of sharing on my part of what the organization is. And I say all is in divine order in the organization, and it is. And everything that we do is a blessing for everyone. And no matter who people are, they come back 5 years, 10 years, 20 years after they have taken the courses and after they have done something with it, and they've tried other pathways and other trials and other programs, and then they come back and they say, you know, what I learned from the philosophy that you shared with me has been the greatest thing of my life, the greatest gift. They don't think of saying, I'm going to pay for my scholarship that you gave me, or I'm going to do this. I don't expect that. Perhaps if I expected it, they might do it. But what they do, they say they have used the philosophy that they have learned. And you can be sure that Socrates never expected people to pay back, but rather to use the philosophy that he shared with them. And so it's my blessing to let that modus operandi of Socrates be mine. And I give lovingly, openly, with all my heart and soul and being, and then let come what may. For all that matters is that all is in divine order right now. And it is truly more blessed to give. And so I give. I give every ounce of energy in my body. I give every thought in my mind. I give everything that I am. And if people want to take it, wonderful. If people don't want to take it, wonderful. I don't know that they're taking it or not taking it, because I am living it. And what a wonderful way to go. Join me in living your philosophy so well that it is truly more blessed to give than receive. I love you. I love you. I love you.